Shalom Yisrael.
We do greet you in the mighty name of Yahweh, in the precious Tikvah, the hope of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Yisrael. Here's a dynamic message of Torah teaching and revelation of the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. May your heart delight in this truth in Yahshua's mighty name.
The bride of Israel cried, Hallelujah! 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, Yah shall speak to you. Specifically, you, my friend. Shalom. Yah barak you. You may be seated. What a great time. As the old kid Ushim would say, it is an excellent time to be a part of, to see the excellence and the splendor of Yahshua being revealed unto Israel. We know in that splendor we take great delight in knowing that we are furnished with the strength of Yahweh and everything that is needed for the battle that is set ahead of us. And the battle is real. That is why the word of Yahweh must be real in us. And if it's real in us, we'll begin to produce the excellence of His fruits. We will see the abundance of His fruit abounding in our lives. It is important to hear what He speaks unto Israel. For He is not speaking unto the world. He's speaking unto the lost sheep of the house, the bayat, Yisrael, that have been purchased by the dam, the blood of Yahshua, that He is going to redeem for His honor, that His name will be honored in the Hashemayim and in earth, and His name shall be kabod with an excellent honor that is greater than the thought or the definition of what man can supply to that meaning. It is important that we realize that everything that is transpiring is in the hand of Almighty Yahweh. He is the one that orchestrates all things. That is why He wants us to truly todah Him. And that todah is more than a verbal expression. It is one of a dancing, a shouting, a singing. It is one of blessings out of our mouths. And that is what that todah consists of. That's why we bring the offering of Todah unto Yah. It is one of dancing in the Ruach and the Spirit. It is one of presenting unto Him hands that are raised and lifted up to show Him how glad we are and how His abundance have supplied the sufficiency for our lives. And we must do that before Him, because there are things that He instructs us in, and He tells us the way to come before Him. And that is what I want to deal with tonight. It is a simple truth, but it is a very valuable truth. It is important. It is necessary for us to obey what He commands us, because it pleases Him. And if we do not do the things that please Him, then we are not operating in the Ruach or the Spirit of Yahshua. So we must do the things that pleaseth Almighty Yahweh. And I want to take the entire text from Psalms, Tehillim. And the reason why, because the Psalms of David, it is a book, it is a chronicle of many other things that try one in life. It consists of battles, rejoicing. It consists of trials and tribulation. It runs the whole gamut and the span of the complexity of life and the things that we must deal with. And they become more complex when Yahweh is not in the equation to bring about the resolution. And He must be the one that resolves all things in our lives. If it's not resolved according to the Torah of Almighty Yahweh, then we're going to constantly make the mistakes. We will find ourselves drowning in the putrefied stench of our own sin and rebelliousness. So it must be corrected by the Torah. And David, with many of his battles, the trials that he encountered, as the enemies rose up against him, as his love began to sing and write a collection of psalms to Hillel, that when Israel will go into the bayat of Almighty Yahweh, the tabernacle, these songs of praises and shakal or worship were a part of this excellent praise that went up before Almighty Yahweh. That is why I say to us, you never need to write any song. You simply need to go to the book and put music to that. And that is enough to supply us with everything we will need in this lifetime. And that is the truth. And so during the many trials of complexity that David was afflicted with, so are we, as he began to understand those trials that he encountered, there was a certain way that he needed to present himself in the presence of Almighty Yahweh. And there's a way that we must present ourselves in the presence of Yahweh. We come in our own corruptness, in our own thoughts, in our own acts, but that is not how Yah tells us to come before him. He is explicit on how we must come before him. And if he gives us an instruction like that, if we do not obey it, then it is a defiance of what he commands us. If he tells us to sing, he means that. And if we defy that, it's an open act of rebelliousness, and it shows forth a combatant spirit against Yah. We present ourselves as enemies unto the stake or the death impelling of Yahshua the Lamb. Well, Pastor Roberts, you don't understand my circumstances. Tell me if your circumstances equate to the ones that David had to deal with. Yet, flowing out of his love were psalms, words of great strength unto Israel, psalms that will revive us in the midst of battles and trials and complexities, psalms that will restore our minds back unto the Ahava, the love for Torah, songs that will bring us into the very presence of Almighty Yahweh, that we may sense the power of his presence among us. And so everything that is needed, it is presented unto us in this collection of psalms, of singings, of praises, of shakal, of worship unto Almighty Yahweh. Regardless of what your trial is, regardless of what your circumstance is, you can find that same dilemma at what David expresses in Tehillim, in his own trials that he had to encounter in life. So you're not alone. But if we do what Yahweh commands us, we will see the resurrection and the power of his strength revived in us. And the reason it is not revived in us, because we don't take the simple things that he commands us to do them, that we may see the power of his strength revealed in us. We rely too much upon our own ingenuity, our own strength, our own ability, our own savvy. We rely too much upon that. We must rely upon totally the living words. For the words that Yahshua spoke unto us, they were ruach, they were spiritual, and they had the life of Yahweh, for they came from the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. They were not his words, but he is the word of Yah, the living word. And he is the life of the word of Yahweh, which could not be translated in Torah, in the written Torah of Moshe, but it is in the life of Israel by the living and new way. And that renewed way is Yahshua, and the witness of Yahshua. Without Yahshua, you cannot worship Yah. Without Yahshua, you have no connection at all to the Abba. You may try to come some other way, but you're a thief and you're a liar. And we must adhere to the Torah of our head. And Yahshua is the Torah of the head of Israel. And so he speaks as he's the head of man. Man is the head of woman. And so we must comply. We must be in all complicit to the Torah of Almighty Yah. It will not work any other way. And David, in all of his trials, he realized that there were things that were missing. And he had to go back, he had to return to the Bereshit, the beginning, whereby his strength was not abated or destroyed, but whereby his strength was a great strength, and he knew where it came from. It came from Almighty Yahweh. So there's a way that we must come before Yah, and he has instructed us in the book. And I want to begin in Tehillim, Psalms 100. I want you to understand what the word of Yah says. How we come before, or as the Hebraic, it would be poni. And that poni is in the presence of Yahweh, face to face, seeing his face, and also you beseech or you understand the countenance of Almighty Yahweh. How we poni, how we come before Almighty Yah. That we says here in Tehillim 100 verse 1, as he commands unto Israel, he says unto us, and I want to, because you all know how ignorant I am, and I want to take my time with each expressive superlative, that you may understand what Yah commands us here. We are a people that reads, but we get no understanding. Everything that we read, we must get understanding. I'd rather study one word and pronounce it 25 times or 50 times to get the thorough impact of that in my mind than to study 50 and understand not one that I've studied. I prefer doing that. And because we are a society of haste and waste, we're always in a hurry, but we waste time. We never get the thorough understanding of what Yah commands us because we never digest in our ruach what he commands unto us. We like everything fast. Fast food, fast this. We're impatient for the revelation. And so I will take my time and I will speak clearly that even the dumb one can understand, that you will have no excuse from this day forwards. He commands us. Nawid says here in Tehillim 100 verse 1, he commands unto us, make a joyful, a ruach, make a ruach, not just any kind of sound or noise, but it is one of triumph. It is one of victorious power. And that is what that ruach, not ruach, but ruach, is a sound of a victorious one. It is one that is coming back from the battle, and he knows that he has secured the territory. And that is the kind of sound that Yah says for us to make a joyful noise, a ruach, a sound of triumph to Yahweh. Now, my brothers and sisters, now this is not a task that is difficult. It is not one that is hard. But yet the corruption of our flesh impedes us from doing this. He says, make a ruach, a joyful noise unto Yahweh. He commands all the land, all you land. He says, I want you to give a sound as the sound of the shofar. What a great triumphing. We have victory over the power of death, sin, and the grave. And every day there ought to be a triumphing sound unto Yahweh that he has granted Israel. The breath of Yahshua, the shout of his victorious power that he has granted unto us. Now that is not difficult, but we make it difficult. And the reason we make it difficult, because of our rebelliousness, because of our corruption, we make it difficult to do. That's not hard to do. That's not difficult. If he asked you to climb Mount Everest, we would all want to do that because it would show the skill of our own prowess. This shows us our weakness and our inability to overcome any circumstance unless it's by the power and the will of Yah. So he says in the triumphant, victorious, conquering, Make a joyful noise. Make a ruach unto Yah, a sound of great victory, a sound that emanates throughout the heavens, that even the Melechim will know that this one has the victorious power of Yah. We are a very solid people. We are quiet when we come before Yah. But folly, we will laugh. We have spontaneity. You can hear your laughter outside of your homes. You can hear you in the marketplace. When it comes to Yah, when He gives us this instruction, we fall short on this. The reason why? Because He's not a reality unto us. When He becomes real and real in you, when the power of His visitation in the presence of Yahshua is real in us, you will make a joyful sound. You will make a joyful, a ruach, a shout of noise to Yah, all you land. He commands us to abad, or serve Him, to labor, to work, and do the work that He commands us. Now that is what serving is. That is what the abad of Yah is, to do the labor of His statutes, His commandments, His mitzvah, to obey His Torah, and you do it with great delights. You do it with great honor. He says, serve abad, Yahweh, with shimcha, or gladness. Now we look at ourselves, how many are glad tonight? We don't labor for Yah with gladness. He says, I want you to serve me with shimcha, with gladness. It is an exuberant gladness. It is one that is expressed upon the countenance. It is one of great pleasure that Yah has commanded me a morsel of flesh to serve Him. And that's why when we realize what Yah has granted unto us, we can make a sound that is joyful, one of triumphant, because He commands us to serve Him with gladness. Shimcha. To serve Him with gladness, with a great pleasure. Now you that don't even look pleasurable, now you that sit in the midst of this congregation of Israel, you have no pleasurable countenance. It's not a pleasure to look at you. You express no pleasure. And the reason why? Because there is no joy or no rejoicing of Yah in your inward parts. It is just a formality. It is an action that is not based upon the integrity of His truth. It is an action based upon your juvenileness and the flaws of your flesh. He means what He says. With the battle set in array against thy weeds, you tell me He making a joyful noise? Tell me of your battle. He said, you abad, you serve, you labor before Yahweh with shimcha, with gladness, with a great pleasure. And it says unto us, come. And that come is bow. It is literally in the Hebraic language spelled B-O-W. Bow. Bow. B-O. Bow. Come. You come bowed before Yah. He said, you come. You bow before Yahweh, His presence, His ponim, with singing. He tells us with singing, with a shout and a loud cry. He means that. Now, we respond this way, but He means what He says. Can Yahweh lie? Is every word in Scripture ordained of Yah? He ordained it. And He commands us how to come before Him, how to bow before His presence. That we come before His ponim, His presence. Do you understand that? We come before the presence of Yah, who we come into His bayit, where His name is excellent. And He tells us how to come to cause this arousing of His inward parts, to delight in our shakol, our worship before Him. And there are you that sit here because the wickedness of your own heart. You're foul and you're filthy. You have no clean pleasure or desire in the things of Yah. And you make excuses, and so shall He excuse you from the commonwealth of Israel as well. When he commands us, we should labor to do what he commands us. That is the strength of a servant. They do labor. They labor to please the one that has commanded them. The one that has charge over them, they labor, they do the work, and they do it with great delight. We don't come before his presence, his ponim, that way. To see his precious face, and the light of Yahshua shining upon me, I shall rejoice. You don't have to. I shall, until he takes the last breath out of me. You all will respond this way for a day or two because it's not real in you. When it becomes real in you, you will respond that way every day during the day because I'm always before the presence of Yah. He sits high and he looks low. His eyes are upon the sparrow and I know that my Abba watches over me. I have that Yahweh, that psychological fear. If I go outside of the parameter of his mandates and his commands, then I'm going to lose. And so when I come before his presence, I don't care if I'm walking down the street here, through the path, I come before him with shouts of great victorious singing. And that's why I shall sing, O Israel, for the excellence the Ruach of Yahshua the Lamb, for the mighty power of his deliverance that is in truth. And when one begins to obey Yah, that is why many of you all are bound. Your mind is shackled. Because when we come before Yah and do what he commands, there's a great strength of liberty there. That's why some of you all are still, your thinking is based on your own corrupt logics and not upon the Torah of life. Our strength must come from the Torah of life. Yahshua is the Torah of life. The words that you speak unto you, they never bring about life. They never bring about change. The only thing that's going to bring about change is the pure or adulterated authentic word of Almighty Yah, our Abba. Nothing else is going to bring about your change. You're not going to be nice because you say you're going to be nice. You're not going to be kindly affectionate unto one because you say you're going to be that. It's going to have to be a surgical operation of your lab by the power of the Ruach of Yah, that he may transform your mind and renew you in the power of Yahshua the Lamb. There must be a renewing. You will always be like you are. You will never change until the mind is renewed. Until there's a renewed Ruach of spirit in you that brings forth with the jubilation of victorious power that comes in the revelation of Yahshua the Lamb. So when you hear that name, there's a triumphing cry unto Yah. I declare that I'm free. We don't do that because you're not free. You're bound. Your flesh binds you. Your corruption. I know that there is no tough thing that dwells in your flesh. There's only corruption. There's a stench. So that's what binds you, the stench, because you do not allow the word of Yah by mercy and the power of his Torah imant. Iniquity is purged. Because you will not receive the mercies of Yah, and because you cannot adhere to the Torah of Yah, then your filthiness is never purged. And that's why we continue to do the same things over and over again and again. It is redundance. It is the process of the same things over and over and over again. For Yah commands us to make a joyful, a ruach, sound of triumph before him. He means that. I can see that as I listen to the newscasts of the gods that are serenading the nation today. One by the name of Barack Obama, Clinton, and also Mr. McCain. And they say that this God, Baraka, the crowds are like 20,000. I've seen pictures whereby women, the tears just flow down their face as though that he is the Savior. He's going to bring them onto damnation, whether it's Baraka, Clinton, or McCain.
For our confidence in Yahshua the Lamb, He is the mighty King of Israel. And yet when He enter into their presence, when they're in their presence, every word that He speaks that resonates something inside of them, you can hear the triumphing cheering of His words because He's an agent of change. There's only one thing that can change your mind and transform it. That is the pure power of the Word of Yah. You will always be a wicked one walking in the power of darkness until the Word of Yah becomes real. There's only one that can change your life because He never changed. Politics change and you change from corruption to deeper corruption. But Yahshua never changed. And so when we began to walk in that triumphant attitude, we come before Yah. Well, Pastor Roberts, my physical being is not feeling that well. When Yahshua came, and the one cried out, "Heal me." And they told him to hold his peace. He said, "Not so, for there's victory here." And in the crying out, there's a great victory. Yeshua, there's a victorious triumphant that will cause your mouth to express the very Shincha, the gladness of Almighty Yah, that is a pure pleasure, that the thing that I suffered has been but a small thing, that I may rely upon you with great confidence, and to know that you will bring deliverance, and that you will bring comfort. I don't want the comfort of this nation or the world. I want the comfort of Yah. This nation cannot comfort you in death. It will drag you down whereby the reality is lost. Only Yah can comfort us in death. Why? Because precious and blessed it is for the kedushims to die in the sight of Yah. I want to be in His sight when I die. I don't want to be in the sight of the wicked. I don't want the wicked around me when I die. I want the Siddiqah, the Siddiqah of Yah around me when I die. I believe what the Word of Yah says. I'm that ignorant. I'm that unlearned that I believe it. And I take it for face value. I believe what it says. No man endured the kind of affliction in the way or the battles in his mind, in the physical sense that thy weed and what he brought upon his house in Israel. Let me go a little further. Turn back to the 95th chapter of Tehillim. This is an exhortation unto Israel. And all those that are Israel, they're not going to, those that are not Israel, they will not praise Yah. You can look around you, you know who is Israel. They're not Israel. They're tear in the mist. I will, my brother. It says in Tehillim chapter 95, verse 1. It says here, now listen to this. It says, "O come, O Yalaka." And this "come" is to be one of haste. O come. O come, O Yalaka. He says, "Let us sing. Let us ronan, ronan." Now there are degrees of singing. And this singing, what David is talking about, he said, "Let us ronan, ronan. Let us sing with the voice of overcomers." We don't sing like we're overcoming. We sing dead without any power of strength that flows from us. So let us run on. Let us run on. Sing as overcomers. The songs flow as though that you have overcome. We come before Yah dead. Come on, look at your neighbor and look how they look. Turn. Some of you husbands and wives, you are dead because the husband does not possess the Torah of life. Yahshua is mine. You can never have strength in a home unless the Torah of Yahshua is there. It must be. So let us sing. Let us ronan. There are different degrees of songs. How do you know? Because when I have a little free time, I will look in the book. I will study. You mean you will take time to do that? Oh, sure I will. Because I love this greater than I love the pleasures of the things of life. These are temporal things. These are eternal things. This will take me through the battle of death here. Hallelujah. So he tells us to Yalak, let us Ronan, let us sing with this power that we have overcome. It tells us to Yahweh. And it tells us, let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our Yeshua. Well, what is that? He's the rock of our salvation. He is the strength. He is the foundation of Yeshua. He is the power of the living word. He is the assurance of the Torah.
It takes quite a bit to move a rock. I'm telling you. In this area, we have the black granite and the white granites. Across the street over here, that quarry over here, you will hear them blasting when summertime is near. And they use dynamite. You think they blast the whole rock? They just chip a little piece off of it and blast it to smithereens. And they crush it, and they have crush and run. They have gravel. They sell stones. And they sell the large stones as well. That's what they sell. And so Yah is the rock. He is the unmovable. You can never move the Rocky Mountains. Never. Million years from the day it was still there. They were chipped and chipped, and they will never move because the foundation is there. You can never remove the foundational principles of Yah. And to move into the excellence of His Ruach and the power of His strength, these are foundational principles that bring us before Him. To His presence, as we lack, as we come, as there is a hurry to get before Him. Now, you consider your own life, how you come or you lack before Yah. There's no hurry. Toto, my brother. This is a hypocritical generation. Because Yahweh says, He makes Himself known unto Israel, by His mishpatim. He judges us. He shows us. And when a man wants to do right, a daughter of Zion wants to do right, when Yah speaks a word of judgment, they will at least say, Amen, or Hallelujah, True Yah. The old folks will say, True Yah. This is a stubborn, wicked generation. It is one that cannot see itself. It becomes very hardened when Yah speaks to us. He makes Himself known unto Israel when He judges you, when He corrects you. He doesn't judge you. He's not making Himself known unto you. If He doesn't judge your intent, your motive, or your love, He doesn't make Himself known unto you. If He doesn't show you where you're falling short, He is not making Himself known unto you. That's how He makes Himself known unto Israel. He shows you where you're fallen. So He commands us all to come. He tells us to yalak, to come, be in a hurry. Quit being slothful. Quit wasting Yah's time. He says, Yalak, come before Yah and sing Ronan to Yah, and let us make a joyful noise unto the strong one of Yeshua, where the strength of Yeshua comes. And then he says here, let us come before His ponim, His presence. We come before His face with total. It is word of confession. The total of Yah is a confession. What a praises. That's why you say total. Because why? Because I had fallen, Yah, and my sins, my rebelliousness had overcome me. My defiance of the Torah in my head had brought me low, and that's why I total. And it's a form of confession. It's a form of shalaka, shakal, of worship and praises unto Yah. This is not a difficult truth, and you will see as I go further what will spring forth out of Israel when they obey. That's why many of y'all look weak and sickly. That's why your countenance look weak. When someone is of a strong nature, you can tell it in their countenance. Their countenance is strong. I do not want to come in here before you one with a weak countenance. I don't care what the extremity of trial that I'm being tried with. But I want my countenance to express a strength that has not resonated from my own belly or my own power, but from the belly of the river of the living water that flowed from me. You must have light and water to produce anything, right? So Yeshua is the light of my inward parts. He is the one that lights my darkened ways, my dark belly. And He is the river that flows in me, that brings about the water that supplies the nourishment to the tree of life, that brings forth fruit in its due season.
You can't plant a garden, not come to the garden and expect to get anything. The more you go to the garden, the more you tend to it. And the more you tend to it, the more you delight in it. And the more you delight in it, the more productive it is. And the more productive it is, then the more pleasure you take out of it. You cannot sow a garden and never weed it. You cannot sow a garden and never tend to it. So Yahweh has not planted a wheat field, and He is not going to tend to it. He is tending to His field that He has planted. He planted Israel. He's going to tend to it. When He tends to it, He tells us He knows what is needed. He knows how to weed around the corn. He knows how to weed around the wheat. And He knows how to weed around the tares as well, too. Sure He does. Sure He does. So we must ring with the song of Ronan, of overcoming unto Yah. We must come before His presence, His ponim, His face with Todah. And we must make a joyful noise to Him with sound. Now I want to show you something. The Psalms here of this singing, it is Zomir. Now we did that when we came in here. See, it's one of musical instruments. And the reason I show you that, because there are those that say you don't have any musical instruments in the tabernacle. There are those of the orthodoxy say that it is wrong to have that. You should not do it, but that is not what Zomir is. It is a song of praise unto Yah with the instruments of praises, with the timbrels and the music that flows up on, yes, my brother, that flows up unto Almighty Yahweh. He means that the clapping of the hands and the dancing of the feet. Some of you all are dead as hell, but hell is not dead. There's life in hell. The worms don't die in hell. This is the rebellious generation. And the reason we don't know the simplicity of His truth, because we don't love Him enough for His guidance to be the intricate part of our lives. We don't have time for Him. You got time for Walmart and Kmart. You smile at that nickel dime trash. You go through a junk pile and find a few little trinkets, and that causes you to smile at the things of Yah. You're full of hypocrisy. I don't care if you don't Havana me. It makes no difference at all. Period. I mean that. No, I don't intend to step on your foot or your toes. I intend to rip that wicked, corrupt heart and show you what's in you. Hallelujah. This is not difficult, what Yah commands. It's not. He said, let us come before Him with this kind of zomir, singing of music. Verse 3, He says, why? For Yahweh is Gadol. He is great. Do you all believe that? We don't believe that. People tremble before managers and supervisors. Their mouths get dry. And Yahweh says He is Gadol. Gadol. His greatness is excellent. It is such a greatness that it cannot be comprised in an expression of verbiage. It's just Him. He is Gadol. He is just great. He is exceedingly great. You tell me you come before a mere man and you tremble. And you come before the great one, the mighty one, the great King above all creation and gods. And we do not come before Him the way that His protocol commands. We are a twisted generation of people. You can tell when one has been in the presence of Yah. When Moshe was in the presence of Yah, when he came down, they could not look upon his face. When a man stands in the presence of Yah, his countenance, his whole physical attributes, there's a change to that. When a daughter of Tizayan stands before Yah in the power of the Torah of her head, you will see a change in that one. And some of you hypocrites, and I say it that way, you haven't changed since day one. He's still saying cold looking and hard and wicked. I'm glad you all don't pay me. My pay is coming after a while. He tells us in verse Verse 4. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. And the strength of the hills is his also. He tells us, now that's why he tells us how to come before him. He wants you to know the sea is Yahweh's. Who can control that but him? He wants you to know that I made it and not you. He says, and his hands formed the dry land. The earth did not come by some process or some nuclear evolution. Yah said, my hands formed it. I want you to know that. Now, whose great is that? What have your hands formed? They can't form one anything. He says, I want you to know that. That's why I am admonishing you, exhorting you how to come before me. He said, I am Gadol, I'm great. The hills, my strength line the hills, and even the hills that they are moved, which they cannot be moved, he shall never be moved. He says in verse 6, he says, and O come, O Yalak, and let us shakol, worship Yah, and let us bow, and let us come, let us kara, let us bow down, and let us kneel before Yahweh our Maker. He means that your countenance yield, your countenance bow, your ruach bow, your flesh bow, your desire bows. He said, I made the hills, and I formed the earth out of the dry dust. And I caused the seas to run with the flowing gushing that spilled from the belly of the earth. He says, I am God. All I am great. Yeah. And he said, knowing how great I am, why don't you all, Yalak, why don't you come and shakol? Why don't you come and worship me? Yeah. And that shakol of Yah is word of confession. Hallelujah. Seeing your filthiness and knowing what Yah has done. You know, I listened to Sister Wendy the other morning. She was singing a song, The Preciousness of Yahshua. And the song, what I sing, I do not care how it sounds. You understand? That is not the emphasis. I want to flow from me what is genuine. I may sing the same thing over and over. It makes no difference. Because every word of Yah is pure. And as she finished singing the song, then it dawned on her how real this is. And so even her ruach was broken, that the tears began to flow. She began to, you could sense the praises and the brokenness. That's what Yahweh wants. He is the one that caused the stream to break forth and the life to flow from his everlasting stream, Yahshua. And yet he was not broken. This stupid generation. He means what he says. Hallelujah. There was a sister who called me today. I told her that I would take my time tonight and teach. But have it way it comes that way. Hallelujah. It must burn like fire in us. We must yalak. We must be in a hurry. We must get in a hurry. We have procrastinated. And some of you that are so juvenile, so childish, and I'm talking about you that think you're adults, you're so immature, it's pathetic. And I say that to you, Yisrael. And that's why the Nobi Elijah wrote to Yeroham that his brothers were better, and that's why he had to kill them. That is the truth, whether you buy it. The strength of Yahweh's people is the character of Yahshua. And if Yahshua is not on Torah, then we're going to be weak. That's the truth. You know, look at a man like Elder Bynum down there, and I bless Yah for the man. I really love the man. I love him for our friendship and our association. I do. I look at the strength of this man. I can see it in his wife. I see it in his children. I see the Torah of this man. And I love to talk with him because he talks very profoundly. He really does, brothers and sisters. He knows how to honor that which is ordained of Yah. And I see the strength of his wife, and I don't talk to many women. You all know that. And I don't say much to sisters. But that sister I do. Because I love her Ruach. Hallelujah. Why? Because the strength of the man. And because his strength is a profound strength. She is strong, and then she strengthened his strength. That he continue in the Torah of his head, Yeshua. We're going to have that. Hallelujah. That's what we're going to have. Period. You don't have to buy it. I buy it. And I don't sell this kind of simple truth. So let us, knowing that Yah is the great one, let us barak. And that barak is a yielding, it's kneeling unto Yah. That's why when you barak Yah, you bless him. As it began to flow from your nefesh, your soul, your inward parts. You will fall down and the tears will begin to flow down your cheek. There you that are, you don't even have a fountain to break any tears. You don't have nothing in you. There's no living flow of the stream of Yahshua in you. You're full of hypocrisy and damnation. It's in your countenance, in the stench of your flesh. You can smell someone when they smell nice. Sure you can. You have to get close to them to smell them, to know that they are smelling sweet. So it is with the kedushim of Yah. You have to get close to know they're sweet. You can't see whether they're sweet. You know whether they have the sweet smelling savor flowed out of them. And there's some of you, your countenance is damnable. You're wicked. Look at it, and you're wicked. Hallelujah. You're cold as hell, but hell is not cold. You're cold and indifferent. That's wickedness. It is too. You know, I was thinking, I don't care what you all think. I think about Deacon Hornsler's daughter, Lucerai. She has a very jovial ruach. I like it. You know, I really like her little spirit. You're a bunch of hypocrites. You all know that little child is that way. I watch it when she walks past everyone. Hey, Toba, you know, she's. And for you all to sit with that hypocrisy, you all are full of hell. You're full of damnable wickedness. You're corrupt, wicked people. I say it again, that little child, she has a jovial ruach. Her little spirit is very. I like a little, the pleasant of her spirit. I like when she comes to visit me. Pastor Roberts, I want some chips. And of course, the way she comes, because she is so pleasant. Come on. Well, I stopped Laquila from whipping her at times. Well, Pastor Robert, you say whip your children, you wicked hypocrites. I remember the day Brother Lindsay came with a stick at his side. He said, I'm going to bust you up, girl. I knew you come to Pastor Robert. How many have come to Pastor? Pastor, tell Daddy to spare me. Hallelujah. He came with a stick on his side. He was beating his leg. He said, you might as well go home. I know where you're coming. Get on there. And of course, I came. I said, little heifer, you might as well get on home. I said, he's going to bust your heart. Get on home, and you better go home. She went home. And so, Big Daddy Lindsay looked at me, his eyes ready, but out there pulling garbage all day. Still got that sticky beating his leg. Bam. Slap. Slap. Of course, I knew the man loved me. That was not the issue. And I said, Bro Lindsay, of course, the way I told her to go home, heifer. Changed up the tone of my voice. I said, Bro Lindsay, I said, she deserved everything you should give her. You should beat the, you knew what I said, the fire of her. Put the stick on her. She should do that. I said, but Big Daddy, I said, now, just take this, what I'm saying. I said, you know, she's grown up to be a woman now. So you're going to have to work with her like a daughter, okay, Big Daddy? And so the eyes, instead of them being blood red, because he was going to whip the skin off her butt. You could see the moist begin to develop in his eyes. That's what you saw. I said, so you, come on, Big Daddy, you just talk to her this time. Go home and make her think you're going to skin the hide off of her. But this time for me, you talk to her. So there have been many children that have said, Pastor, and those that have left, tell Mama, Daddy to spare me. But the little girl, her ruach is very jovial. And because she is jovial, it creates that. It makes other that way. Hallelujah. Come on, sometimes she'll walk in there. I don't want to talk to Sister Robin. She'll come and then she calls Poppy. And everything changes. Come see me, little girl. Come talk to me. You see, that's the way the people of Yah. That's why Yahshua set a little child in front of them. Unless you become like one of these little ones, you will in no wise enter into the kingdom of Yah. We're such a selfish people. We are so selfish, we can't even acknowledge. That's sad. That is so pitiful. I have no compunction with that at all. I have no compunction with a brother being better than me. Nah, it doesn't worry me. Why? Because I can exact from his strength. Now, all the little children are not that way now. There's some that they emanate the same spirit of those that train their minds. Well, come on, you all say what you want to. Sister Laquila has had her ways just like you. But she does have a jovial spirit. You all say what you want to. Come on, you hypocrites. She's always smiling. You all are so phony and so fakey. You all say what you want to. You know that's the truth. Hallelujah. She does that. Hallelujah. That's right, Mother. That is right. It's sad. And we, you know, the scripture tells us to esteem others. Well, highly. And you're jealous hypocrites because you've got nothing to offer. You can't do that. You're coward swine. You that fit that you're coward swine. Hallelujah. How about that? So I don't cast the pearls of Yah before you swines. You don't talk to Yah's people like that. No, that's what the word of Yahweh says. That's what he talks. His people are sottish. They're ignorant. We don't want to acknowledge because one has a more excellent spirit than ours. We don't like to acknowledge that. Hallelujah. We're not even like children. Because children won't with the most excellent ability. They will let them lead. That is the truth. They will give them the ball. Everybody wants that one on their side. Sure they do. The one that is the toughest one, they want him. The weakest one want to pick the toughest one. Sure it is. Well, I'd rather have someone around me like that, that's strong and jovial, and someone that have that kind of esprit. What's wrong with that? Help me. Hallelujah. When I'm cruddy and crabby, that helps me. It breaks me. What's wrong with that? I want someone like that. Hallelujah. You may not want that, but I want that. I want that. Yeah, I will do that, my brother. Let's praise him. And so if you do not have, you cannot, if you do not have what Yah, that this jovialness is because you have not done what Yah commanded you. You have not. And that's why we're in the condition that we're in. I'm going to obey this simple truth. Now you can go whatever you want to. I'm going to obey it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David says here, listen to this quickly. Come on, turn. Tehillim 1:14. Yah shows us his effects upon even nature. And the power of his gadol, his greatness. Tehillim 1:14:7. It says, tremble cool. Tremble, you earth, at the presence of the sovereign, at the ponim of the mighty one of Yaakov. That is to twist. That's what that cool means. Tremble cool. It is to twist the world, to dance, to fear, to tremble. We come before the presence. If the earth does that, don't you know we come before the presence of Yah? We ought to twist. We ought to whirl. We ought to dance. Don't stop playing your timbrel, brother Yosef. Don't stop dancing. Don't stop twisting. Don't stop twirling. Do that because that's what Yah says. He said even nature does it. That nature, the mountains, the earth, understand that God, all of Yah, and yet we are creatures that cannot appreciate that. We come before him stubborn. Harden. Crop. You can blame it on a demon. It's just your own defiance of the Torah. Man that keep the Torah of Yah, that honor his Torah, there's no evil thing shall come nigh unto him. I believe that. I'm that ignorant. I'm that unlearned, daughter of Zion, that I believe that. I believe that. I believe it. So if the nature in itself trembles and twists, if it's cool, we used to use that term, Man, he's cool. And the coolest one, he wasn't staunch like that, was he? He was like, what's up, baby? Hey, woo. Come on, brothers and sisters. He was a dapper Dan. Cool. 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 And so the earth is cool. It twists. It turns. It reels at the presence of Yah. Hallelujah. It twists and it turns. And you stand here like this. I tell you this, there were those that sat there and they fought against that. There are those that are here that are angry, the angry dog. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's all right. Go ahead. Sing and dance. Hallelujah. That's right, little girl. Hallelujah. Don't be ashamed. The world make their daughters do that, don't they? They make them sing. They make them dance like Buwansi and the hoes of the world, don't they? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, you're not going to shut my mouth, all right? You're not strong enough to do that. Hallelujah. You're not even strong enough. You're weak. Hallelujah. And I'm too strong for you. Yeah, I am. Too strong physically for you. So you can't do that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if the earth turns and twists and goes into convulsion before the mighty one, then what are we? And his ponim, his presence. You have no joy because you're never in the presence of Yah. In his presence there is fullness of his joy. In his right hand you are sure there are pleasures. Your life is not pleasurable. You have no pleasures. Because you're in the presence of sin and darkness. You love corruption and wickedness. You don't love Yah. You have no desire for the things of Yah. None whatsoever. Period. I like to make enemies. I'm telling you, I do. You're not even right unless you make some enemies. So I don't mind you being my enemy. I like that. Because I'm a warrior. You got to have enemies. A warrior must have enemies. He has to bathe his sword every now and then. So I'm bathing the sword of Yah, Yahshua. Hallelujah. Bloodbath. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Who is like Yah? No one. That we said in Psalms 86, turn quickly, 86, Tehillim 86, verse 8. And that we said as he renews his cry unto Yah, as he requests for help and comfort. I need the help of Yah, and I need the comforting of Yahshua. He says in Tehillim 86, verse 8, he says, among the heathen or the gods, there is none like you, O sovereign Yahweh. Neither are there any works like to your works. There's no works like the works of Yah. He made us and we're splendidly made. He made the earth. It has not come by some explosion, some nuclear atomic explosion. And if it did, it came by the explosiveness of his words. That the dust came forth. He said, the earth is formed. Earth, boom! And she was formed by his words. He formed it by his hands. Like he made man with his hand. It says some nations
All nations whom you have made shall come and shall call. They're going to come and worship before you, O Sovereign Yah, and shall kabod your name. Do you understand that? We are a kadosh nation, a royal priesthood. We are a kadesh people, set apart. And he said, all nations shall come and shall call Yah, worship. And if you be in a nation unto Yah, you must come before him and cry out in repentance. And cry out in Ahava. Hallelujah. We must. This is what Yah commands. Because when one began to do that, they will begin to sense the strength and the might of Yah. For you are Gadol. You are Gadol. You are great. And do palay, you do wonderful works. Your things that you do are wonderful. You are the sovereign great ruler alone. No one else rules. I rule, you rule nothing. You can't even rule your affairs. What can you rule? You can't even rule the time of the day. He rules the time of the day because he set the day back before. Hallelujah. He's called time to stand still. When one said he was going to die, he added 15 years to his life. What can you add? What dimension can you add to your life? What longevity can you add? Will you eat well? That doesn't add one day. I was talking to one of my precious brothers. He said he likes the natural foods and all that. I said, brother, I eat everything here and feel my body. I'm strong and virile and agile as any man. And I eat what they set before me because it is blessed. It is barak. Yah. And I'm as healthy as the bull in the field. I believe what scripture says. He that will love life and see better days, first of all, let him refrain his lips from evil. There can't be no guile in you. Well, Pastor Robert, sometimes you talk loud. I know I talk loud all the time. But I search the left for the guile and the evil. I don't want that. No. See, I love life. I want to see better days. I want to live long. I want to live. I need to live a little while to be here. You understand? And so I know what it takes. Jews say, nah, that ain't going to make me live longer. That's just the truth. Hallelujah. It's obedience unto the Torah of Yah. Listen now, don't give you no excuse to eat like a hog now. Hallelujah. I will, my brother. Doda. We must be obedient unto the Torah of his dietary law. You know, so damned of a shame I was reading today. I get this Natural Health magazine. Somehow it comes here. I ordered it and I tried to cancel it, but it still comes. And there was a woman in there, she's always been overweight, and she says, and they says, the article reads, can yoga be the panacea or the cure for overweight people? Now, it's such a dummy, she talks about how she breathed in her meditation, and I looked at this floozy Jezebel, and this is what she said in the article. She says, even with me with the yoga, it has done one thing that I wasn't able to do in the past. It has caused me to watch what I eat and to change the way I eat. You cow, if you had done that from the beginning, it would have been different. You take no yoga for that. And I said, and then this was an educated woman. I said, she doesn't even realize what she's saying, how ignorant she is. She thinks yoga's doing it. She has a sanctity for animals and things like that now. That's what yoga does. Well, I guess if you're eating cheeseburgers all day, honey, and pizza trash, what do you expect? Come on and say hallelujah. You all might as well bless Yah for this man of Yah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to change anything. Hallelujah. Yah is the sovereign ruler alone, and there is no one else like him. No one. For the words expressed unto Israel, and these are words that you must be determined to be steadfast in the direction that Yah takes you in. And that we said in Tehillim, Psalms 119 and 169. Psalms 119, 169. It says, David said, let my cry
karab, come near before you, O Yahweh. Why? Now he's cried out, isn't he? Now this is what he cries for. He says, give me understanding of your daba, or your words, your inspiration, your power. He says, let my supplication, tikinha, my supplication, my cries, come before you. Deliver me according to what? That's the only way he's going to deliver you, according to his words. You're not going to find deliverance any other way. He said, deliver me according to your words. And this part I do love. He says, my shofar, my lips, my speech, my language shall praise. Tehillah, it shall praise. When you have taught me your statutes. What is his statute? His prescribed tasks. So when the lips of Yah, when Yah has taught you his statutes, there is no tehillim in your mouth because you don't know the statutes of Yah. That's sad. You don't know what he prescribed unto us. You don't know what he tells you to do. Hallelujah. So that we said, I'm determined that I will praise you, I will barak you when I understand, when I obtain to the knowledge of your stature. Verse 172, my tongue, my loshon, my tongue shall speak of your word. Now my friends, do your tongue speak of the word of Yah? Quiet, folly and foolishness. I preach all the time. I don't care what I'm talking about. It is based in the book, Torah. I enjoyed myself yesterday again. I enjoy those excursions. I was talking to Elder Bynum yesterday morning before I came over to help the brother split wood. He said, boy, that is so fun to do that. Sure wish I was there. It's work, though. Hard work, isn't it, Yosef? Yes. Elder Butcher would say, that's all right. I put Yosef on a log, and of course Yosef get a little frustrated when things don't go his way. I said, nah, you're going to split it. It'll take you 20 minutes. And of course Yosef get there, and he hits that thing, and he hits it, and he gets frustrated. He looks at me, nah, bust it. That's all right. And of course with him, with one, he had a piece like that. I had one that was bigger than that, and it was harder than the piece he had. And that was hard to split. I said, Brother Pat, bring me that drive over here. You got to drive that stake in, and then you got to take the back of the other and drive it. Takes a lot of energy, too. Hallelujah. Fill it in your back. Wish I had Brother Dale here because he loves it. Fill it in your back. Fill it in your sleep that night. You feel that, honey. Believe me, day of that, you feel it. Fill it in your legs. Back, fill in your appetite. You tell me, you young hound, feel it that way. All right, then, so an old hound is all right for him to feel that. All right, hallelujah. But I certainly enjoyed it, splitting the wood, sit down for a while, talk a little bit, preach a little bit, and of course, I'm ready to hit it now. Let's roll. Do what? Split. And cut. We got a good bit done, didn't we, Brother Joe? Yes, sirree. You'll make sure you get every piece this time, won't you? Yes, sir. Don't want to tell me there's nothing over there next time. Yes, sir. You got the split. Hallelujah. But I enjoyed that, just being around the brothers. Just busting wood. Feeding off him. Brother Yosef hadn't done anything like that in a long time, but he still fed off the brothers. Hallelujah. I saw a truckload over there today. That's, what is that, some red oak that you all brought in? Oh, it looks beautiful. Of course, that's kind of easy to bust, that kind of stuff. That stuff we had yesterday was hard. I said, Brother Yosef, you see, that's how your spirit is, see. You get like that. Just like that. And as Evangelist Horn would tell us, it takes that battle axe. And so you're going to have to bust that. Oh, I knew you'd bust. I said, let me show you. Give me them all. Let me have it for a while. And of course, I would put enough crack in there. The only thing you got to do is just work on it a little bit. I don't want to kill my brother. I don't want to take all his strength, all right? Well, you're a cruel man. No, I'm not that way. You're the one that's cruel. Hallelujah. For whatever I command him to do or instruct him in, it will bring about a robust strength. And I'm not talking about a physical strength. I'm talking about something that is deeper than a physical strength. I'd rather have the strength of Yah than to have any kind of physical strength. If I couldn't walk, I'd rather have the assurance of Almighty Yahweh in my inward parts. I'd rather have that. That's the greatest strength. Not because one can spread a piece of wood. That's not a strength. Hallelujah. The strength is that he can break us down and take us in the potter house and shatter us to smithereens and smelt that down and take the living water, Yeshua, and apply that to us. That's what I want. I don't care about no natural strength. Hallelujah. For my lashon, my tongue shall speak of your word, your dabor. For all your mitzvah, your commandments, they are tzaddik. Everything you say to us is right. Are these instructions of command how to come before Yah? They're right. You just obey that. Is anything that has been read so far, is it difficult? It's not hard. It just takes a willingness. If you're willing, it would be as though that even though you don't have it, you have it. This is an unwilling generation. Above all things, brothers and sisters, I mean, we need strong men that the body of HaMashiach shall be strong. For we are the protectors of the body. Sure we are. And we must have that. You wives, you must obey the Torah of your head. Yeshua is the Torah of the man's head. You must obey. You don't, you're going to wake up in hell. You're going to cause wickedness to come upon your house. That's why there's death upon many homes. He placed the man there. Then he put the Torah of his bayat in the man. And when you disobey that, it's a rebellious Jezanite, vile spirit. I don't care who you are. When you try to cause him to go against what Yah says, you're wicked. You strengthen his hands and the disciplines of the Torah. Because Yahshua said every word he spoke, it was from the Abba. So go back to the renewed covenant and read what he spoke. That is applicable today. Hallelujah. Moving ahead, turn backwards somewhat into Helam 62. Yah commands us as Dawi speaks. He had the great armies of Israel. The house was united. Yehuda, the Yahudi, and Israel. And so he speaks in all of that strength. It still doesn't give you assurance. Tehillim 62, verse 7. He commands us, don't put your confidence in worldly things. And trust in the world, the elements of the world. He says in Yahweh, Tehillim 62:7, in Yahweh is my Yahshua, my salvation. And my splendor, my kabod. He said the rock of my strength and my refuge is in Yahweh. Now look what he tells us. He tells us to batak, to trust, to have confidence, to confide, and to know that you are saved. That's what trust is. Our trust or our safety is in Yahshua. He said, I want you to batak, to trust in him some of the time, all the time. That's what he tells us. You trust in the Torah all the time. But my children, you trust in the Torah. But my wife, you obey the Torah. The Torah of the mouth of Yahshua, because it is the word of Yah. You trust in Yah, you take confidence and safety in the Torah of Yah at all time. At all time. In him at all time, you people. He tells us to pour. Is that what it says? Yeah. Pour, that is shafach. I want to read what that means, shofak, intensely, to sprawl out, to cry out, to pour out, to shofak. Out your lev before Yahweh. Yahweh is the refuge for us. Now he tells us to shofak, to pour out, to sprawl. You know, in the days we go in the assembly, we were ignorant, but we would sprawl. We would lay out and cry and pour out of ourselves. That was legit. That's what shofak is, to pour out, to pour your heart out, sprawl and cry, the snots, the mucus, run it out of your nose. We don't even see that today. That I shall do. I shall preach. Preacher. I'm a preacher. You don't even know the power of the word of Yah unless that's a preacher. You can't even hear with that one. That's why he cried aloud and spared not. And show my people their sins. And show Yahuda their sins. Yisrael their transgression. The defiance of the Torah. So he commands us to shofak intensely. Do you all understand that? This is an intense thing. Some of you are never intense with Yah. It's sad. It's sad. Come up. You're never intense. Get real. You have nothing in you. Nothing. Period. He says, shofak, shofak, let it be intense. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, your mercies, yeah, my sins are many, yeah, my rebellion is, my wickedness, yeah. He means that is the shofak, the shofak. The shofak. The shofak. Yeah, I'm doing that to you to tell you never do it. The shofak. The shofak. That's why I'm pointing at you saying, yeah. Shofak. Ain't taking nothing back. You go before the wicked and rejoice and smile and talk and eat the puke of the world. I believe this. I stake my whole life on this. If I die tonight, I've eaten well tonight. Not only tonight, but I ate well today. You know, it's one thing that Elder Martin, he always said to me, always the same thing. How are you doing? I will say to him, no complaints. He said, neither do I. And if I ever have one, you take a stick and you beat me. It wouldn't be a pleasure. I say, well, that is one thing I'll never have to experience. Because he never complains. So I won't have to take the stick and whip the old man's heart. I'll just take the word of Yah and just cut him up. Hallelujah, keep him right. Shofak. Shofak, he means that. Shofak. Intensely pour out labor. Shofak. You see, some of y'all going, it's been 10 hours out here just looking at nothing. I can't do it. Well, Pastor Rob, when I come in there, you always seem like you're in the book. And believe me, it's no phony thing. Ain't nothing funny about that. I got so many messages over there. I say, man, when am I going to ever preach them? I can't preach them all. Don't want to preach them all. I want the brothers to preach them. Hallelujah. I wish all the wives didn't have to work at night so we could be here. So we could give me a rest too. And you brothers. Hallelujah. I love listening to the brothers preach. I do. Hallelujah. It can't be done by one. It's going to take the collection of strong men.
And I'll get up here and reprove every brother, me and you as well. And they may walk in the disciplines of Yah to feed my people. The people of Yah must be fed. We must shafak, sprawl out intensely. When I saw that, when he says, pour shafak, pour out intensely, crying, he means that. Out of your lap. And the reason you cannot shafak, there's nothing in you but merit mess. It's trash. That's why you cannot shafak. Because there's nothing in you. If something in you, something comes out. Because there's nothing in you, nothing comes out. Hallelujah. It's almost like these whores all Botox and sucked out and everything. There's nothing genuine there. It's almost like these men that take these steroids and this HGH and they get this physical look. That when they stop taking it, it's just like letting air in a balloon. Hallelujah. I'd rather eat cupcakes and peanut butter sandwiches and just do it that way and get fat and put it on that way than to put some kind of drugs in my body. It's false. It's a delusion. If no fat in their bellies, come on, that's not a reality of life. Even little Nathan, when I embrace him, I hug him. Oh, his little gut is hard as a rock. I said, let it loose. Take it out. I said, oh, I can feel a little layer of fat under there, huh? But of course, when he tightened it up, it feel like you're up against a mountain rock. I said, let it loose, Nathan. Oh, this is the real deal. That's not a reality. This is the only thing that makes us real, brothers and sisters. This is what makes us real. This is what makes our hearts right. Come on. You're going to have to show fuck. You're going to have to intensely get before Yah. This damn trash you've done on your life. That's wickedness. That's all you can muster up. Every now and then you get up because I watched us when I began this thing. I knew who was going to set unnerved and just wicked. The same ones. And then because everyone else, no, I want to be a leader. So I don't want to have to follow. No, I want to show you how to do it. I like showing you how to do it. Hallelujah. And if I don't know how to do it, I want to find out. So I can relieve you the next time. So I can relieve you, I can relieve you. I like being a pioneer. Hallelujah. So shofak. 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 Yes. Shofak. Pour out of your lap. If there's nothing in your heart but trash, that's what's coming out. Hallelujah. Don't take one word back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need this truth because it is the revelation of this truth that brings about your escape from you. How do you know? Look what it says in the 6th-8 chapter of Tehillim, verse 3, 6:8-3. I want to finish up here. It says in Tehillim 6:8-3, when Yah appears unto us, it's always our way of escaping. We know He appears by His judgment, His mishpatim. It says in Tehillim 6:8-3, it says, look at this now, but let the tzaddikim or the righteous be what? Shomeach. Shomeach. Now, let me read what that means. Now, this is what it says. Now, I know I'm enunciating it right, all right? It says, let the tzaddikim be glad, or shomeach, shomeach. It is, now, this is what it means, to jump for joy, to jump in triumph. Now, see, when someone is glad, that's what they do. You've never seen someone say, Jermaine Horn, come down. You have just won 30,000. You think he's going to stroll it mad? He would go give it all to Yah. Come on, brothers and sisters. We that ignorant? At the Siddiqah, the righteous, let them show me. Let them jump. I tell us all of them, you won't join, just jump, right? That's what Scripture says. Yahshua may want to say, let the tzaddikim, let them be glad. Let the tzaddikim, the righteous. See, you that are not righteous, you can't do it. I don't care how filthy your sin is, how you feel, but when one is Sadiqah, we're justified by Yah, by His Word. I don't care what one has done, see? I don't care how one feels, but that's what the Word of Yah says. See, we had two people jump up in Lisa, they exemplify some kind of righteousness, because that's what the Word of Yah says. Like the, come on, you hypocrites to sin, yeah, and aha, and I will, my brother. He judge us. He judge Israel. And He's not going to do it with some kind of little rubber tat, tat, tat. He's laying the hammer down. That's what He means. Let them jump. Let them jump. Some of you all don't even know what it is to jump. If you did that, you would be sore. Hallelujah. Ain't got nothing in you. That's why you can't jump. Hallelujah. Let us jump. Let us shomeach jump. Let them rejoice a lot. And that is that rejoicing a lot. It is to jump for joy before Yah. Now that's what you do before Yah. You jump. I don't feel like a jump. That's what He means. For his joy. Some of y'all are dead as hell. I don't care how Sister Horn, sometimes she's not feeling well. I know that. But she will move for Yah. She will. Hallelujah. That's her strength. Some of you young, twisted-minded ones. Some of you sisters. Some of you sisters. No, let me say some. And some of you all. You know, it's sad. You brothers too. It's pitiful. It's sad. Dead. I don't like being around dead folks. I like being around lively folks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, let us do that before Yah. Yes. Let us. Let them exceedingly rejoice. And that is to display the joy. And how do you display the joy unless it's an expression upon your face? He digging down in your hole tonight, huh? That's right. He says, sheer, sing. With an opulent, with a voice sheer to Yah. Sing praises to His name. Extol Him that wrought upon the heavens by His name Yahweh. And rejoice. Alas. Alas. To be extremely joyful before Him. Now is this how He tells us to parnim before Him? In His presence. His come before Him. Parnim. His presence. That's what that come before. It is parnim. It's ponim. It is His presence, ponim. You're in the presence of Yah, and this is what you get? Come on, brothers and sisters. We're not in the presence of Yah. We're in the presence of ourselves. Hallelujah. Toda, I do. I'm going to close here in Tehillim 98:4. I'm going to close here. It said, make a joyful noise unto Yah, all the earth. It says, listen now, listen. It says, make a loud, a paltach. Paltach. Make a loud noise. Make a, does it say loud in your book?
Yes.
Now, come on, brother and sister. Did we lie? Did he mean a loud noise or this little? See, that's how you all do. He said, make a loud noise. And that paltach, it is to burst forth. He says, and rejoice Ronan, to overcome with a cry aloud, and sing Zamar, to make music, sing, to play instruments, and to sing Hallel. Sing unto Yah, sing to Yah with the harps, and with the harp, with the voice of psalms, with trumpets, and the sounds of the shofar, make a joyful noise, parnim, before Yahweh, the King or the Melech. The mighty one of Israel. And all of that, we concluded with this. He says, I will walk. I will halak. I will walk my manner of life before Yah in the land of the living. I will live my life according to the statutes, the command of Yah before those that are in the land of the living. We must halak. We must live a life before those that are living the way that Scripture commands us. And anything else is false. It's not real. It's a lie. And it is a deception. There's a way we must come before Him. And if you come in the other way, He is not going to accept it. And if we continue to come this way, He will remove His ruach among from us. That's why we must have men that are strong and vibrant. and that have the expression of Yahshua in them, and to be strong men. You must, brothers, you must be strong. That's the only way that your homes are going to have the tenacity in this time that we're in. Hallelujah. And you cannot, wife, move the Torah of your husband's head by your visceral matters, by your emotional matters. And we are very visceral people. We love to show our emotion. The mendacity or the falsehood of that is just putrefied. It's wrong. So stand strong. Yisrael. May Yah bless you, may He strengthen you all. Because His light to shine upon you all. In Yahshua, may He bless Yisrael. Wherever you're listening tonight, we do bless you all. We bless you for all things. I did not intend to be that long, but that's all right. He knows what we need. And we need a simple truth to cut and to purge us. I want that. I want Yah to correct me. I just do. I do. I don't even know how to express my love to Him. I just simply obey His Torah. Hallelujah. And so each day there's something that shines forth each day. Every day I learn something. Every day. Not gossip. I learn something from the Torah. Every single day. My life will not be a life of completion in each day unless I learn something. And every day there's a simple truth revealed unto me. Every day. Every day. Every day. You should become more mature, more steadfast and stronger. I don't look like I looked 2 months ago, a month ago. My countenance is not. My attitude is not the same. I don't care what you say. And that's the way we go. We progress every day until we have the fullness of the power of Yahshua the Lamb. And that's what I delight to have. The fullness that I may please my Abba in all things. May Yahweh Barak you all, may He bless you, may He strengthen you all. I'll read this. Let me just read a little bit of it. Just one paragraph. I think it's not going to take but 30 seconds. They call this young Christians bust the mold. It's a mold, okay? The mold. Listen to this. Hundreds of young professionals gather in North Tryon and 8th Street in the heart of Uptown on a recent Tuesday night. Bundle in coats and sipping coffee on the steps of First United Methodist Whorehouse Church. They were looking for spiritual community, intellectual access to the faith, just a place to hang out. Soon they headed inside to start the evening with some pew rattling and some songs from Christian rock band. Then the feature speaker took on an evangelical stroll cow to us. He said his scripture truth. There was more music and singing, and then many clapping capped it off the night. Many capped off the night with socializing. And yes, a few drinks at Rock Bottom Brewery. Which provides them with a 10% discount. That ain't bad, is it? Mm-hmm. They give 10%, the brewery gives them 10% off the brewby. Huh? Ah. A generation ago, the sight of young adults packing a bar in the Bible Belt to discuss the claims of Jesus, who have been unheard of. That would have never happened. This one in Charlotte happens weekly. And Charlotte won a fast-growing group of young people seeking spirituality that start meeting May of 2006. The goal created a place for them to celebrate something challenging their own faith. What about Yah's faith? Charlotte One members say they love the energy of the group and say it's a great place to make friends. Do a little hole hopping. After a few brew beers and a little wine, they're also attracted to hanging out with other church-going young adults. I came to the city knowing two people, said Karen Swoffert, 23, a project manager at the Haviland Associated. Now I have a group of friends. She thinks she has friends. She thinks she has friends. Huh. I know on a personal and a spiritual level, she thinks she knows them. Gene Blackburn, 30, a freelance writer from Los Angeles, moved to Charlotte 6 years ago and joined Charlotte 1 in 2006. Young adults need more community with like-minded people, she said. We are looking for something we have in common with the people in the place that save young adults are gravitating toward that. Many Charlotte 1 members attend a church but are still working to find a good fit for their faith. Christianity, for the most part, has been poorly represented to the young urban professionals, the yuppie movement. Living in Charlotte, said Charlotte 1 executive director, David Hickman. You know, I looked at this, they had a picture. They had a picture of the James Michael Smith, the pastor of Good Shepherd, United Methodist Church, shoot pool recently at Rock Bottoms with other Charlotte 1 members. See them? Drunken old women and lustfulness. You look at that. It's wicked. You're not going to burn it to hell. He's going to rip it down to the belly of hell. A shooting pool in a whole house like that. Bunch of dogs. You call them when you say what you want to. I wish they were here, but they would listen to me. I'd like to deal with them young urban professionals. Show them how ignorant they are. They're ignorant fools. They have nothing. I like dealing with people like that because they're arrogant, they're haughty, and they think they're smart. I like that. When I worked at IBM, I worked around engineers, and I used to watch those boys. I would break them down like you break a matchstick. They couldn't handle me, period. Means nothing. It is truth that makes us free. What would it look like? You walk and you see me shooting pool and got a broomie in my hand and two old stinking gals with beer in their hands, and we all stinking like dogs, laughing. And you think that's Yah? That is so vile, so wicked. They're trying to remove Scripture, and they have removed it. They remove the centerpiece of Scripture, Yahweh. And so their word has no power at all. Hallelujah. So we must stay in the fellowship of the body of HaMashiach. And you will know you're in that body. Can I tell you how you will know? Because the words that Yah speak unto us, they are powerful. They're sharper than any two-edged sword. You know it's Yah speaking when he begins to cut you. Or you were cut tonight. Now, I know you were. Okay, just only one, huh? Hallelujah. He intended to cut you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's amazing because he has a ministry down there in Texas. He traveled the world. He just got back from the Philippines. What they're looking for, a wife. It's sad, isn't it? You can't even find a wife. Nowhere. What is a wife, man? Just laying in bed, that ain't no wife. Shucks. When a man finds a wife, he finds a gem. Hallelujah. He knows that when he finds her, she has prepared herself to be that. That's why he can love her like how much she loved the assembly. Many women ain't even lovable today. I'm telling you, that's just the truth, sisters. That's why so many are by themselves. Hallelujah. They want to turn their husbands into punks. And I say it like they turn them into weak men. They can't even express themselves. I wouldn't even, if no wife should want to do their husband like that. You never do me like that. Hallelujah. They commit spiritual adultery and they do things that are so wicked. Men are weak today. So when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. Who can find a wife? For prices. Farsan. About rubies. Not diamonds. Diamonds is what man, De Beers, they trick the folks with diamonds. Y'all say rubies. You understand that? Rubies. Hallelujah. So that's what you do. Practice to be wise. Work on that. Hallelujah. Everything you do, work to be a wife. Understand that the total of a wife, to be a husband, not in some things, but in all things. He is the arbiter. He is the final arbiter. And a man let any woman take that strength, he's a putrefier. I don't care who you are, man. What he says. Well, honey, I think this. Well, I understand. Well, let me think on that. Well, yeah. That's what Torah says. Torah says, nah. And that will make you strong. That's right. That's what the enemy has always done. Use that to bring the strength. That's why scripture says, Pethuel, mother said, my son, give not thy strength Don't let the woman take the Torah of your head. Yes, she was our head. Come on, daughter. If you do that, you'll make a man strong and vibrant. He'll be a powerful thing. He'll know how to love you. He ain't going to never know how to love you. Ain't going to be number of action, a bad motion, and that's it. That don't mean nothing. That ain't no marriage. That ain't nothing, a bad motion. A physical thing. That ain't nothing. That ain't nothing, some physical thing. That don't mean a nigga with a hawk's puke. Love is more than a physical thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's more than a physical thing. I don't care if you don't like me. Period. It makes no difference. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, this sister here, I'm going to say, all the things I was, she's obeyed me in everything I told her with her husband. And I don't care what she said. I can see how even Yah, that man, come on. I hope he's not listening tonight. He doesn't know what I'm talking about. But that man, come on, I can see what Yah's doing in that man's heart. Why? Because he see a man before him with integrity. If I was a false dog, you think he'll let you come down here? Like hell. Like hell. He would not. And just because of your faithfulness, you can see strength in him. Things that he would do, he would not do them. Don't go there and try to tell him what to do. You're wrong. Sister writes me, she sends tremendous offerings. She said, my whole marriage has changed because I have done what you said. So when I wrote her this week, she sent $100. I said, bless your husband. I addressed the letter to him and her. I say, for the brothers of Teshua community, send greetings unto your husband. And we bless you for your great support for the works of Yah. See, when he reads that, who is this man? That's the one I listen to all the time. And then he'll find himself listening a little bit. Hallelujah. I'm not an unwise man. In all things we brought you, Yah. Bless your people. Watch over them, I pray. All Israel, bless them. Yahshua's mighty name. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.